Hello, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Her name is Kenyatta and her last name is Lloyd, LOYD. And her phone number is 213-924-2338. Do you want me to repeat the number?
No, you can go ahead and complete the transfer. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hello, is this Kenyatta?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, my name is Hannah, speaking to you on a recorded line. Are you looking to see if you may participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit today?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We can go ahead.
Do you know how long would it take? Because I am at work.
Okay, it'll just take about 10 minutes here, just for us to collect some information.
Okay.
Okay, but before we do that, I did want to just get some basic information cleared up here first. May I please have the full spelling of your first name?
Kenyetta.
Okay, perfect. And last name Lloyd, that was LOYD, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and your phone, the best phone number, is that 213 area code 924-2338?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead and get started here. Are you currently a resident of the U.S.?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And were you the one that had used hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, and have you already found an attorney to assist you on this, or this would be the first time?
First time.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm then that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation in any other law firm, is that right?
No, I have not.
Okay, got it. So after using the hair relaxers, were you then diagnosed with either endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian, yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, again, we're going to try to see if we are able to assist you. Do you know the exact month, day, and year in which you were diagnosed?
Yes, it was April. It was this year, April of 2024. I'm sorry, because when I think about it, I just get emotional.
No, of course, I completely understand, and we can just take this, you know, each moment at a time, okay? Now, do you have any perception of what day it would have been in April, or did you just want me to estimate,
the
like,
15th.
The 15th?
No,
okay.
The 15th, around the 15th.
Okay, I'll go ahead and put April 15th of this year.
It was before my, it was before my 44th birthday.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, so my question to you now is, who was the doctor that had diagnosed you? Do you remember their name?
Nathan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
N-A-T-H-A-N-A. Lurvy. I might be saying his name wrong, but it's L-U-R-V-E-Y. There you go.
E-Y. Okay. Okay, got it. And that would be in Inglewood, is that right?
No, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles? Okay. Do you recall Do you recall the facility that you had
the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which
Martin Luther King Community Hospital.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I got it on 120th Street. I see. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. And let's see. Now, did you use hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed?
Yeah, between 6 or 7 times.
6 or 7 times. Okay, so you would say on average it would be about 6 or 7 times that you had used hair relaxer each year. Is that right?
Hello?
Yes, I'll say yes. I'm sorry. You hear my background, my word.
No, that's okay. I completely understand. Again, I'm going to try to get through this as fast as we can just so that we can get you taken care of, okay? Would you say that you had used the hair relaxer about 6 or 7 times per year on average?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what's your date of birth?
May 27, 1980.
Okay, and that would be May 27th, 1980, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, I never was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Okay, or Lynch syndrome, is that right?
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay, got it. And besides yourself, are you any aware of anyone else that was affected by hair relaxer or not to your knowledge?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay, and was it the state of California that you primarily used the hair relaxer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so when would you estimate that you had started? Do you remember the year or approximately how old you were when you started using it?
I'm going to say like 2012.
2012, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and since we're not exactly sure of when you started, are you okay with me putting as an estimate January 1st of 2012 of when you started hair relaxer?
I'm sorry, August, around August 2012.
Okay, got it. I'll go ahead and put August 1st of 2012, okay. Now, when did you stop using the hair relaxer? Do you remember approximately when that was?
Yes, it was March of this year, 2024.
Okay, got it. March this year of 2024. Okay. I'll just go ahead and put March 1st of 2024. Does that sound about accurate to you?
Okay.
Okay. Got it.
Give or take.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, of course. Okay. So I'll go ahead and put, let's see, so 2024, then you start using in 2012. So you had pretty much used it consecutively for about 12 years. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you use the hair relaxer in a salon, home, or both?
Mostly at home.
Mostly at
home.
Really
did. Cost too much to get your hair. Yeah.
Right.
Cost too much in a salon.
No, I completely understand. If you want it to work, you know, you gotta sometimes do it yourself. So I mm-hmm. completely understand.
Yeah.
Do you remember the name brand that you primarily use? Dark and Lovely, Cream of Nature.
L'Oreal.
Got it. Thank you so much. Okay. Now, I do have to ask the question, but I will, you know, explain exactly, you know, how it is worded after I do say it. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? So what? Yeah, I know it's yeah. So basically, what it's asking is basically from the time that you started using the product regularly for at least a year, meaning you started using it in 2012. That means that after you were using it for at least a year, which would mean 2013, from 2013, did at least 2 or more years pass from 2013 when your cancer was diagnosed?
Oh yeah, well yeah, just I don't know. This year, so yeah.
Exactly. Okay, perfect. Yeah, so again, it's worded very weirdly.
Yeah.
I do have to
like,
ask.
Huh? Yeah.
I know. I know.
Yeah.
But
thank you for clarifying it.
No, thank you so much for answering that. Okay. We can go ahead and move forward here. Once you were diagnosed earlier this year, and again, I'm sorry that we do have to bring it up, but what treatment plan did they, the doctor, you know, have you go on? Did you go through chemotherapy? Was it radiation, immunotherapy? Did you have to have
a
hysterectomy?
No, I did have to have a partial hysterectomy.
Partial.
I did chemo also. Yeah. They took my right ovary.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry to hear
yeah.
that. Okay. I'll go ahead and put this here in our notes. If you were to pinpoint pretty much an exact date of when the treatment had started, what date did you want me to put? Because I know that you were diagnosed maybe
April 25th.
April 25th. Okay,
yeah,
so pretty
April
soon
25th.
After you were diagnosed. Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Was that also by the same doctor
yeah.
that diagnosed you, or is that going to be a separate doctor that treated you?
Yeah.
From Dr.
No.
It was
the
Dr. Lurvy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. I'll go ahead
yeah.
and put in her information here. Okay, got it. And for HIPAA purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you so much. And besides your first name here, Kenyetta, as Kenyetta, last name Lloyd, Lloyd, do you also go by a middle name or middle initial or just first and last?
No.
Okay.
Just first and last.
Okay, perfect. And may I please have your social? If you don't feel comfortable, give me the full. I can just take the last four.
The last four is 5335.
5335. Okay, got it. And what's going to be the best email for you?
My first and last name, Kenyatta Lloyd, 2020 at gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Okay, got it. And you said that was Kenyatta Lloyd, 2020 at gmail.com. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And the best phone number again is 213-924-2338. Is that right?
Yeah.
And the best address for you?
2270 West 30th Street, Los Angeles, California, 90018.
Perfect. Is there an apartment number or unit number with that?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to read that back to you. I have 2270 West 30th Street, Los Angeles, California, 90018. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
30, right?
Yes, 30 Street. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right.
Okay,
it's to the Holy Name of Jesus Catholic Church. Is that right? And the Hidden Music, History Museum. Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure I got it right.
I know that.
Okay, perfect. I'm actually also in California myself, but I'm actually in Orange County. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but Holy Name, Holy Name Church is around the corner. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Yeah, especially, you know, with all the numbers, the street names in L.A., it's just, I just want to make sure it's the right one.
Okay,
and at MLK Hospital, they are going to have the medical records that do show your diagnosis. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Yes, and last thing here before I get these forms ready for you is I actually just need an emergency contact. Of course, we're not able to share any info about the case with them. We just want a secondary phone number in case this one gets disconnected.
323-252-2988.
Okay, perfect. And whose number is that?
Marion, M-A-R-R-I-O-N.
Perfect.
P-U-G-H.
P-U-G-H. Mm-hmm. Okay. And may I have their relationship to you?
A friend.
Friend. Perfect. Okay. Great. And I will go ahead and get these drafted up for us now. In the meantime, I know you're at work, but this will just take about 2 minutes before we're completely done here. Are you able to get into a position where you can put me on speaker so you can look at your phone while we're still on the call?
Oh, you and my earpiece. You're fine.
Oh. Perfect. Okay, perfect. So you can look at my phone. Okay. Love that multitasking. Okay, so I have the forms ready here. I'm just going to confirm this information with you. You are confirming that you are indeed Kenyatta Lloyd, residing at 2270 West 30th Street in LA, California, 90018. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And you are confirming that your date of birth is May 27th, 1980, with the last four social as 5335. Is that all correct?
5335, yes.
Perfect. Okay. And you are confirming that you are looking to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit today on the basis that you do qualify. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I just sent that over. You're going to see a text message or an email notification on your phone. So whenever it pops in, just go ahead and click on it.
Okay, both did it. So which one did I go to, the email or the text?
Usually text is faster, so you can go to that one just because I know you're in
Okay.
Rush. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and then you can go ahead on the text message. There's a link at the bottom. Go ahead and click on that link. It'll take you to the website.
Okay. DocuSign.
Perfect. Yes, go ahead and click on that.
I agree.
Yep, I agree. And then go ahead and click on
That's
the continue.
Start button. Okay.
Yep, at the very top. And then do you see a yellow box with a downward facing arrow?
Yes.
Go ahead and tap on that. They'll ask you to draw your signature. If you don't feel comfortable writing your full signature, go ahead and click where it says select style. They'll make one for you, whichever you're comfortable with. And once you're happy with that signature, go ahead and click at the bottom left where it says adopt and sign.
Okay. And just sign everything?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then once you go ahead and do that, there's going to be another yellow box that pops up. Just go ahead and tap on each of the boxes. And once you get to the initial box, just make sure you're just putting the initials in there.
Okay. Okay. Do I submit finish?
Yes, go ahead and click finish, and once you click that, it'll say you're done signing, and then you can exit out of the page. We don't need you to create an account. Perfect. Okay.
Okay.
So I got it on my side. Yep. So you can just exit from that page completely there. Automatically, it'll be sent to your email, the completed version. So you'll always have that for your reference. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Everything looks perfect here. I will go ahead and get this sent over. You should be hearing from the law firms within the next 4 days. So if they do reach out to you, and obviously I know you're really busy, if you get to them in time, that's okay. They'll leave you a message. Just make sure you call them back as soon as you can. Okay.
Okay.
And I'll also text you my direct number as well. So in case you ever have questions or want updates, just feel free to text me or call me, and I'll be able to assist you. Okay.
Okay.
And that's basically it. I appreciate your time. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but we do look forward to assisting you in getting some justice here for your case. Okay, Kenyatta?
Thank you.
I appreciate your time. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas and Happy New Year, okay?
Same to you. Thank you so much, Anna.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Enjoy the rest of your day at work.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You too.